A microbe blamed for the death of tens of thousands of California oak trees has now been detected in the state's Douglas firs and majestic redwood forests. That could threaten California's environment and timber industry. Governor Gray Davis has requested $10 million in federal aid to fight the fast-spreading disease. NPR's Elaine Corey reports from San Francisco.
The mysterious pathogen that acts like a fungus has been dubbed sudden oak death for the way it has ravaged vast stands of those trees from central California to the Oregon border. First, the oak leaves turn yellow and wither, then the bark bleeds a red or black sap. There is no known cure. Within a few months, the tree is dead. David Rizzo, a plant pathologist at the University of California at Davis, is alarmed to see how quickly wind and rain have spread the oak death organism to other plants and trees.
It makes the whole situation much more complex than was originally thought 2 years ago when we thought we were dealing with just an oak disease. Now, when you walk through the woods in coastal California, we know that just about every single woody plant can be a host for this particular pathogen.
In recent studies, Rizzo and other scientists detected spores of sudden oak death on Douglas firs at one test site in Northern California. More worrisome, they found infected redwoods on public lands throughout five counties. So far, the disease seems to be confined to redwood saplings. Mateo Garbalato, a forest pathologist at UC Berkeley, says scientists have not discovered mature redwoods or firs dying from the microbe, which is an encouraging sign.
Potentially, the disease is not as dangerous and as fatal on these new hosts as it is on the previous ones. Of course, there is a concern that maybe with time and maybe as weather changes, maybe on a wetter year, things may get worse.
And because of those fears, state officials moved quickly to quarantine redwoods and firs in 12 counties in central and northern California. That means lumber must be stripped of its bark before it can be transported outside the region. So far, the disease has not been detected in any stands of commercial timber. And Don Zay, president of the California Forest Products Commission, says the restrictions will have little economic impact on California's $3 billion a year timber industry.
The only problem could arise from the quarantining of the byproducts, the landscape materials, the bark, the chips that many of our producers sell to the landscaping business for homeowner use. Also, we use them for energy. And if there's not a cogeneration facility near one of these areas where trees are being harvested, then that could create a bottleneck in the system.
The use of Douglas firs for Christmas trees might also be limited. The affected zone is heavily populated and includes recreation areas used by millions of people each year. Tests conducted at one state park found the microbe on the shoes of 90% of hikers leaving the park. Spores were also found on bicycle tires. UC pathologist David Rizzo says visitors can help contain the spread of the disease.
Many state parks and other parks in the Bay Area are putting up signs alerting people to the fact that sudden oak death is present on these sites and to be careful about moving any sort of soil or plant material.
According to researchers, sudden oak death spores travel in water, so the threat of spreading the disease will increase during Northern California's wet winter months. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.